The president gets 4 more years, so what's next for the economy?
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and here is some of what President Obama said at his victory rally in Chicago last night.
You elected us to focus on your jobs, not ours. And in the coming weeks and months, I am looking forward to reaching out and working with leaders of both parties to meet the challenges we can only solve together. Reducing our deficit, reforming our tax code, fixing our immigration system, freeing ourselves from foreign oil. We've got more work to do.
Well, joining us now to talk about what the results of the election mean for the economy is Chris Lowe. He is chief economist with the brokerage FTN Financial, and he's here with me in our New York studio. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so the president stays in office. The Democrats keep the Senate. The House stays with the Republicans. So what changes here?
Well, yeah, it doesn't feel like much changed, right? But they all come back now with the stamp of approval of the voters. And I think that's the key, is that we've had a reality check, and you come back in, and now you've got the same team, but they're re-energized.
Well, the first order of business is going to be dealing with the fiscal cliff, which comes up at the end of the year, this package of spending cuts and tax increases that Congress is going to have to do something about. So what happens with that?
Well, that's maybe one of the most interesting things with an Obama victory, because, again, the thinking was it's going to be tough to get Congress to work together. What they have to do, what we're hoping to see in the next couple of months, is a deal where they agree to do budget reform, they agree to do tax reform, and they agree to work on it over the next year, and then they postpone all these increases that are coming in at the same time. We're going to be watching that really closely. They have 16 days to work on it before the end of the year.
Do you see taxes going up then either way?
I think taxes probably will go up. That was one of the biggest differences between the two candidates. Romney saying no tax increases, but will sort of nip away at deductions. Obama saying, no, there have to be tax increases. And I think the voters that one, at least, the voters seem to approve of.
What about spending cuts, though? I mean, is President Obama, with his reelection here, going to be able to avoid deep spending cuts as part of any grand deal?
No, I think you will see spending cuts. Remember, Obama actually cut military spending this year the most of any president in the last 30 years or so. I think that's one place where he now can cut further.
Defense.
And in fact, that's what the sequestration is lined up to do. Those are the automatic cuts they agreed to as part of the debt ceiling last year. So I think there will be cuts, but it's not necessarily the cuts to social spending that you would have seen with a Romney victory.
Do you, Chris, see any major legislation coming? I mean, the last time President Obama was elected, we got the stimulus package, we got the health care reform bill, we got the Wall Street reform bill. Any big things coming down the pike, do you think?
No, I don't think so. And that's kind of what he ran on. We've done the big things. Now let's make sure they work and let's focus on the economy. So the big things now, the biggest, is going to be fixing the deficit. Can we do a 10-year deficit deal?
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning. Hong Kong up 0.7%, but stocks have turned lower across Europe, down 0.2% right now in London, 0.4% lower in Paris. There is a big package of cuts up for a vote today in the Greek parliament, and despite large protests, it is now expected that those cuts will pass and the government will remain in place. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 133 points to close at 13,245.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
When all is said and done, the amount of money that went into the 2012 campaign is expected to top $6 billion. Much of that money did not come from the campaigns themselves, but rather from outside groups, super PACs they're called, that raised millions and then funneled that money into races. So, did it pay off? Marketplace's David Gura has that story from Washington.
There was ad after ad after ad.
Higher taxes, fewer jobs. Tim Kaine.
bad for small business, too liberal for Virginia.
And many of them were not paid for by the campaigns themselves.
American Crossroads is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
The Citizens United Supreme Court case gave rise to super PACs, and in the presidential race alone, there was more than $1 billion worth of ads. But the focus was not just on the presidential race. Pro-Republican super PACs had hoped to propel the GOP to a majority in the Senate, but that didn't happen. Tony Fratto was an advisor to President George W. Bush, and he says the takeaway here is money can only do so much.
Nearly every case where a Republican Senate candidate lost, it's hard to say that there was a great candidate or that candidate ran a terrific campaign.
But Heather McGee with the think tank Demos says even if super PACs didn't get every victory they wanted, they did get something.
Today, the phones start ringing, and there are people in Washington who have to take the calls of the millionaires and in some cases billionaires who purchased exactly what they wanted, which is influence and access over the next 2 to 4 years.
That is, until the next campaign, which Howard Dean, the former chairman of the Democratic National Committee, says will be even more expensive.
In 2016, this is going to be mayhem.
It'll get harder and harder for younger candidates, Dean says, to get some name recognition, to get their message out there, if they're competing with super PACs. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And finally, last night was a big night on Twitter, and the word from the website BuzzFeed is that President Obama's late-night tweet, which said simply, 4 more years, was retweeted more than any other tweet ever, more than 607,000 times so far. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.